Welcome to my channel. My name is Emmy from Emmy Evolving. If this is your first time joining me, thank you for finding me. If this is not your first time, thank you for coming back. So right now I'm going to be doing an energy update because something just rocked my eyeballs side to side. I just finished the Gemini reading and something made my eyeballs sway. So this is the first card that popped up. Okay. It just, it's like, it feels rotten. This right here looks really, really stank. That one looks stank too. And it's like, are you going to continue going with the flow just because you need to go with the flow? And, you know, it's no problem that it's stank and rotting and not really serving you. You're just going to do it. Or are you going to swim in your own way? Not swim in your own way as in blocking yourself, but are you going to swim in a way that's organic for you in the direction that you need to swim? So this is real. I know his face is so, he looks creepy. He looks like the freaking guy who drives the white cargo van with no windows offering people children candy. I don't know if it's the lack of eyebrows. Are you going to swim with the crowd or are you going to swim in your authenticity? That's the question here. That's the question. Card number 16, inner truths. Whatever path you choose to take will take you somewhere else. Okay. It will take you on a different adventure. Each adventure will lead you back home. But the details of that adventure are going to very greatly differ. Okay. It's going to very greatly differ. So just make sure you always seek your inner truth. This is about inner truths as well. All right. This is about you seeking yourself, choosing yourself, your path. I think what's probably going on right now is there are a lot of things that are causing people to really participate in that hive mentality, hive mind, herd mentality. I've been feeling this thing, this, I wouldn't say it's a presence or a being, just this sense that something is upset, that truths are being told and people are being encouraged to make up their own minds, to actually think for themselves. There's this need for us to begin making up our own minds. There is this need for us to begin really, really being mindful of what it is we are participating in. What is it that you're participating in? Are you allowing yourself to be baited into debates, discussions where there really is no progress being made, like cyclical hamster wheel group hamster wheel sessions, round and round, chasing our own tails? No, we need to begin looking for our inner truths. We need to begin, card number 18, spirals of manifestation, understanding that we are the very ones that are manifesting everything. No, there is no air draft in my room right now. There's no air draft here. And there's no reason this candle should be going out right now. I'll take care of that after the live. But card number 18, spirals of manifestation, being focused, really paying attention, knowing that you're shielded, all right? Knowing that from you and your thoughts come the very spirals. We are the ones who are bringing things to fruition. If we don't participate in that official story, the official story is not accepted. It won't be embraced by the people. And if it's not embraced by the people, what ends up happening? It's not put into place. Okay. So if you really, really are concerned about the well-being of Earth and its inhabitants, you need to become mindful of what you're participating in. So I'm getting, we need to begin really, really tapping into both sides of our duality, not just existing as a totality, which is important. Okay. It's important for us blah, blah, blah. Let me slow myself down. It's important for us to exist in a totality with a recognition that we can tap into each side of the duality. You can be both water and fire at the same time. Have the ability to set things up. Have the ability to set that bridge that takes you back to toxicity on fire, as well as putting it out. Okay. Knowing that you can have that organic reaction tempered by a response. So you can react and then respond right after. All right. So really, this is about you exercising higher levels, higher degrees of control. Be gentle with yourself. Card number 33. Be gentle with yourself. I think this is the phase where we all, every single last one of us, we're all going to begin looking at our shadow aspects. Whatever's going on in society right now, I don't watch the news. I don't read the newspaper for a reason. I don't want to partake in any of that bullshit. I just don't. Whatever is going on right now is creating such massive, massive agitations within us, around us, throughout all of societies globally, massive levels of agitation. I think maybe everybody just needs the microdose. I know someone who was experimenting with microdosing. And they have the most chill vibe ever, like super chill. It's almost a sedative. Not the microdosing, their energy. And they were like, oh, it's because I microdose. Huh. Maybe everybody should be microdosed. No, I don't believe that. Card number 34, in the world, not of the world. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. Those of us who are ready to take our rightful place as leaders of this co-creation, meaning we're not forcing anyone to follow us. It means we are existing in our authenticity, naked in our truth. And as people see us naked in our truth, they will begin resonating with us. And in that resonance, they will begin following us. They will choose to follow, not because we were elected, not because of anything outside of the fact that they choose to follow. And that's okay. That's okay. Many of us are afraid that, well, what if I fail? What if I fail everyone else? What if I'm not cut out for this? Well, what if you accept the fact that creation knew exactly what it was doing when it created you and you're here for a reason? And if creation believes in you, unfortunately, you can't override that. You can go ahead and struggle for a prolonged period and cause yourself to feel as though you're going crazy. But in the end, you'll come to terms with it and you'll lead just as you were created to do. Not because you think you're better than anyone, not because you think you're more able. It's oftentimes the ones who don't want to be leader, who don't want the power, who don't want the recognition, that make the best leaders because they are not easily corrupted by ego. A lot of this consciousness pouring forth, those of us who have recovered enough of our soul memories, recovered enough of our truth, are now being poised to empty that containment unit all the way out. Just dump it all out. Let it cover everything. Just let the truth flow. I think a lot of these messages are about self-acceptance. These shifts are requiring us to accept ourselves just as we are. Not only are we to accept ourselves, we are to embrace our purpose. Whether you understand your purpose or not, embrace it. Embrace it. Trust your higher self to know exactly how to get you to the level of understanding that you need so that you can willingly participate consciously participate. And sometimes I'm getting this message right now. Sometimes we're not allowed to know what our purpose is because that protects the integrity of the purpose. That's deep. Sometimes we are not allowed to know or understand what our purpose is because it protects the integrity of our purpose. Because let's face it, the human mind, once you know what the purpose is, your human mind's gonna be like, this is the best way to do it. This is, no, it can't be that way. It has to be this way. And this is how it's gonna, this is how it's gonna work out. And no, you just fucked up the whole plan. So no, you don't get to understand anymore. I think that's what happened. Wow. Wow. And that's the very reason why there's no manual. There's no guidebook for life. You are a living book. You are a living guidebook. Ain't that some shit? You are a living guidebook, and the pages are written as you live them. And that's why when you look back at life, everything seems so clear, right? Everything seems so clear. And it's the same thing with the soul purpose. The human mind is so easily tampered with. So easily. And it's just one of those things where you have to just really trust in your soul's ability to guide you. Because all of us have intuition. Okay? It's not ESP, extra sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it. Every single last one of us has HSP. Higher sensory perception. If you allow yourself to release the baggage that you've been carrying your entire life, this baggage full of really distorted beliefs about yourself that you got from other people. Okay, everyone keeps donating to you all these really weird ass concepts of who they think you're supposed to be. And you've just been storing them in your baggage and you've been carrying it. If you let that baggage go, do you know how much lighter you'll be? Light enough to rise, to tap into your higher sensory perception. So heighten your vitality, card number 49. Heighten. It's about allowing yourself to rise up. It's about recognizing you're not just one thing. You're not just two things. You are a totality. You have all of the levels of the dimensions of this time-space matrix. You have all 15. Within your auric field, all 15, as a part of your birthright, you have all the levels of this creation. Wow, let that sink in. You are already enlightened. You just forgot where the fuck you put your keys, because you need the keys in order to access the different levels. So maybe that's the issue. Maybe that's the issue, that we don't realize we already own all of this. We just need to find where we left our keys. Where do you think your keys are? They're hidden within your inner truth. Maybe that's why we have to go through all these different landscapes of our consciousness. Maybe that's why we have to experience all the seasons of our lives, so that we can begin finding our keys. That's deep. That's real deep. I'm just saying, those are all the different seasons of all the different landscapes of your consciousness, hidden deep within the caverns of your freaking heart space. That's deep. Card number 44, visions of life beyond death. You know, there's a potentiality that the reason so many of us are struggling to such a degree lately is because we are being prepared for a spiritual death, for a shedding of the layers of ourselves that have been blocking goodness from entering, abundance, support, our soul tribe. We have to let those things go. We just have to. There's nothing loving or compassionate trying to keep something alive that just should not be anymore. You know, it's just, what are you holding on to? You know, when you have a person that you love that's terminally ill and they're kind of just tired, you know, their body's exhausted, their body can't carry on any further. And what so very often happens, and I'm not criticizing, I'm pointing out, okay, I'm just pointing out, I'm not criticizing. What so very often happens is those who love that person are so afraid of this perception of loss that they'll do whatever it takes to hold on, to keep them here. I know someone whose mother was terminally ill with cancer, and I happened to see her not long before she passed, and I was like, oh God, oh man, yeah, she's just a shadow of a wisp of a, I don't know what, in a shell of who she used to be. And she, you could see in her eyes and her face, she's just, you know, it was, to me, it was like, damn, I couldn't take it if I had to see my mom like that. And her children, the siblings, we're all like, there's experimental treatments. We'll get her in those. I didn't say anything. It's not my place to say anything. But in my heart, I was like, oh, damn, man. It's breaking for her. It's breaking for you guys. Like, you love her so much that you do anything to keep her here. But at what cost? You know, at what cost? You can't criticize people for the way they lack the ability to cope with seeing what's there. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say like, oh, you should have done that. No, that, I'm just observing. It's heartbreaking from the outside. Imagine being on the inside. So really, if you're holding on to something so tight, what are you holding on for? At what cost? At what cost is that? If the pain and the emotional, mental baggage is being torn from your hands and you're holding on to it, I mean, what's in there that's so important? Punishment? I mean, if you already know what you did, you're already holding yourself accountable. So what is it about that baggage, emotional baggage, that you have to hold on to it at the risk of losing both your limbs? Because the force of this that's pulling it away from you, it will not be denied. And I think that's kind of what's happening right now, where we can either choose to dump it all out. If you really want to keep the bag, dump everything out, okay? Keep the damn bag. It'll be empty, but you got your bag, okay? You got to dump everything out first. That's an option. Or we could just throw our hands up and be like, hey, it is what it is. You're going to take the bag, take the bag. I'm going to miss the bag, but take the bag. Just throw your hands up. Or you can be rotten about it. You know, I mean, do you want to be the creeper? Look how creepy he is. Is that who you want to be? You don't want to embody that. Okay. You don't want to embody the creeper. So you have to choose what you're going to do. There is no right or wrong. You are the only one that really will be. Well, you are the primary person who will be experiencing the ramifications of your decision. So choose wisely. Choose wisely, okay? Choose what grows you in the most compassionate way possible. And remember, your perception of what's going on is not always clear. What you think is going on might not always be what's actually going on. So let me pull just a couple more cards from this deck and then from the Starseed deck, because I feel like this update has an aspect of galactic stuff, especially with lunar energies being included. Galactic stuff has a tendency to be a major thing. So you're going to have to center yourself. You're going to have to allow your high heart to blossom. You're going to have to allow your third eye and crown to blossom. This is about calling your power back to yourself. Okay. Everything is connected. Look at the chains. Everything is connected. Everything. How are you going to react? Your reaction will absolutely determine how that trigger is going to play out. Okay. Are you going to let yourself pause for a moment, gather your thoughts, make sense of your feelings before you just go off half-cocked? Sometimes going off half-cocked, not really knowing, is how it's supposed to be. And sometimes, no, you need to pause and formulate a response versus just a reaction. And this is about rediscovery. This is about letting your inner child out, seeing circumstance as though it's for the first time, like a small child. I think this point in whatever is going on, a lot of old cycles are circling back around to be reexamined by us, either through the remembrance of those memories or having those cycles repeat again with other people. If you're fully present in the events of your life, you'll be able to see when this cycle is repeating, and you can just quietly observe and rediscover the lessons, the new lessons, the enhanced lessons that this cycle is bringing back around. So that brings us to the galactic portion. Galactic things are occurring again, and they are nothing more than a continuation of old things, old circumstance, old wars, old everything. The polarity. This is talking about the polarity that I talked about in the last energy update. I remember there was a polarity that occurred, right? I was talking about spiritual mitosis. Look at those two little nipples. Okay, so polarity occurred, right? They are opposing. Now, card number 53, belief system. On Earth, there pretty much is really just two opposing teams for any given thing. And if you were going to tell me like, no, there's more than two. Okay, first off, start your own live stream. Second off, if you really look at it, there really is only two. And then there's splintering within each of the two. So then it looks like there's a whole bunch of different. Nah, there's really only two. There's really only two. So the two groups that I had identified the other day was a group that was about reunification, was about growing in the most compassionate terms possible. And the other group is not a bad group, okay? There's both these groups are neither good nor bad. One is neither better nor worse than the other. But so one is about reunification. The other one is more about comparison, observing and you know, just, I don't know. I don't resonate with another group. I don't understand them. Obviously, I don't understand them. But the belief systems are really part of what is triggering a lot of the agitation that's going on. You'll see it with whatever current events is going on, like a shifting in people's perceptions and all of, like, I don't know, just craziness, okay? Everyone thinks that their beliefs are so different than someone else. No, really, 99, mirror reflection. We really are reflections of each other. It's just we are taking the same information and we are filtering it through differing lenses that have been calibrated differently. That's the only difference, okay? So with that, again, the polarity that I was talking about. Card number 43, saving humanity, serious past. So one group, the comparison group, is here because they think they're going to save humanity. because in order for you to save humanity, let's break this down. In order for you to save humanity, you have to have some sort of belief that you are somehow superior to everyone else. Everyone else is somehow inferior, bunch of blithering idiots, and you, the genius, are here to save everyone. Your magnanimous self is now here gracing humanity with your presence because you know everything and you're going to solve everything and everyone has to listen to you. Oh, you still want to save humanity? You still want to take on that label of I'm here to save humanity? Let that sink in. And then the other group, natural humility, card number 69. Natural humility. A recognition that we are all sparks cleaved from the same source. We are all unique yet equal in some way. And it's in our diversity we will find a way to reunify. Ain't that some shit? Look at how opposing those are. But both really are mirroring each other. Both belief systems really are trying to achieve the same thing. Yeah? They both want to create a balance and fix a perceived problem. So really, who's right or who's wrong? It depends who you ask. Depends who you ask. Because I guarantee both of these are not going to say that they're wrong. Both these groups are not going to say that they're wrong. So now what do we do?
There is going to be conflict, major conflict.
So if you are incapable of seeing that these two are really one in the same, their desires are basically one in the same, achieved in different ways, just like light and dark, the fallen angels and the regular angels, that they're all angels, you guys. I don't know if you get it. They're all angels. They all come from the same source. Some are fucking naughty. Others are very obedient, but they still serve the same source, are made of the same things. So if you cannot reconcile your feelings about this, if you cannot balance your belief systems, you are suffering from distortions caused by arrogance. Card number 18. Okay, now I'm not saying any of you are arrogant. I'm just saying the distortions, arrogance causes distortions within your perception. It distorts the truth. Okay, when you begin to have to feel as though people have to agree with your stance, because to you, the logic is there, which I'm not saying the logic isn't there. To you, it might really be there, you know? It probably is there for you personally if you really believe that strongly. But there are those of us who are here remaining pretty neutral because we're being the mentors. Because we're here to show that there's no need to poke. There is no need to pit people against each other. There's just need to flow. There is a need for us to recognize that behind this illusion, the illusion of this matrix, we really are nothing but strings interwoven. We are interwoven strings, every single last one of us. Okay? And so with that, positive and negative will they'll always be drawn to each other. Force of attraction. Conflict. It looks like conflict is imminent. This could mean I'm trying to discern what information I'm supposed to give regarding this, because there's so many layers of this. There's so many layers of meaning to this card. This conflict from the force of attraction, it has galactic meaning, it has celestial meaning. It has multiverse meaning, meanings here on Earth, global, more local. It also has meaning for your personal circle of friends. It's like conflict on every level. And it's in that conflict that we experience birth and expansion. Because if you look at it, in this conflict, when conflict occurs, what usually happens is one group wants to stay put and another group is trying to displace it, trying to push it through. Well, what is birth? What is birth? The child wants to stay put and the mother's body is trying to displace it, to push it through. So this is what we're going through right now. We're going through a cycle, a period of birth and expansion. That's intense. That's intense. This is nothing more than birth and expansion. Maybe that's why he has nipples out. Let's find his nipples. Give me one second. We're going to find his nipples. There. There you go. That's why he has nipples. So here you go. Wow, I'm loving these numbers. I'm loving these numbers. Card number 88, balanced relationships. Wow. 88 being a number of reunification of self and soul, masculine and feminine, positive, negative, lunar, lunar. Yeah, lunar, solar, yin and yang, reunification of karmic ties, karmic bonds. This is about a balancing that's occurring. Wow. So we as a people are going to begin healing. All of this conflict that's going on is really to initiate a rebirthing of ourselves, of the landscape of our consciousness, of our environment, of our perceptions. 8, 3 + 5 = 8, 88. But it's really about a rebirthing that's going on. And that rebirthing is going to create balance. It's going to recreate our balance. And, you know, with us becoming more balanced, things that are not so balanced within themselves, like the Zeta Reticuli, they're going to feel desperate. Card number 33, desperation. In their desperation, they're going to initiate something. First, it's going to trigger card number 30, survival fears. In their desperation, whatever acts they commit, it's going to trigger our fear for survival. Some might be afraid of that. But you know what? It's that very fear that's going to trigger courageousness. Okay? It's going to trigger courageousness. And it's going to force an attraction. It's going to help us to mirror each other. It's going to further the birth and expansion of those who didn't complete this yet. The belief systems are not going to matter anymore. Because our survival fears are what's going to get us to balance with each other so that we can work together for one common goal to survive this. Because really, though, look at all the movies you've watched of crazy ass circumstance, end of the world type thing. What happens? What I just talked about. That's what happens. Every single movie that you watch that has an apocalyptic theme, apocalyptic storyline, has differing belief systems, has people mirroring each other's dysfunction. There's some sort of force of attraction that usually ends up in something explosive happening between varying folks. And then we have people who emerge as the mentors, who help to really ignite some sort of internal process to get everyone on the same page. There are those who have moments of arrogance, but that's fine because in the end, things become balanced. And as things get balanced, whatever nefarious villain there is, becomes very desperate. And in that desperation, it triggers the survival fear of people. And that triggers their courageousness. So all of this works in our favor anyways. All of it. It goes back to what I've always said. everything that's brought to your door is allowed to knock on that door to serve your purpose in some way, to serve your growth in some way. So let it, you know? This is definitely a very odd time that we live in. Definitely a very odd time, but it's not a bad time. It really isn't. It really, really isn't. It can be a time that we turn into something ridiculously beautiful. It just depends what we want to do as a people. It really just depends. What do we want to do as a people? We don't all have to agree, but we have to begin having very open, very, very open, very candid conversations with each other, you know, where we can hear each other, listen to each other, not just try and hear enough so that you can have a response and dominate a conversation to show you're smarter. The truly intelligent who are balanced, healthy, emotionally, mentally healthy, balanced, they don't need to prove that they're smarter. And they tend to be the ones who are the best listeners. They listen because they understand. They know. Everyone that comes before you, regardless of how much or how little they know, how much or how little the of life experiences they have, they can teach you something. You can learn something from them. And so learn something. Learn something from everyone that comes in front of you. Learn whatever it is your soul brought them to you to teach you. Really allow yourself to learn it. We're going through a phase of shifting that will, it's going to continue to shift. It's definitely going to continue to shift. It probably would be good if we all, if possible, stopped really fixating on this military theater. I mean, they call it a theater for a reason. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. Okay? All of it. All of it. And people are probably like, oh my God, you have to know what's going on in the world or blah, blah. Okay, well, you know, you're shitting bricks enough for the both of us. I'll let you keep doing that for me. Like, well, what's that going to do? What's that going to do? You know, and then we have people all riled up like, we need something about, I don't know. I don't even know. Are we still hating immigrants or did we switch back to terrorists? Which one was it? Are we, or is it like a specific country? Is it a specific race, religious belief? Which one is it? I really don't know. I really don't know where we're at anymore. I'm kind of just like, I kind of just like everyone. I don't have any enemies, but that's not to say that I won't go ape shit on you if you try and do something to me or my family. You know, I'm just saying, I mean, you would have to force me. But I'll definitely do something. If you force me to, if you give me no other choice, I'm not going to let you hurt my family. But I'd rather just be peaceful. You know? So, yeah, it is fear-based. All of us, all of humanity is suffering from PTSD. You know? The PTSD is being triggered daily. You're in perpetual state of fight or flight. A lot of imbalance has been created within your parasympathetic system. Even, you know, the movies that you really like to watch, they've done studies. When you see explosions and things like that, it triggers a fight or flight response. It triggers a biochemical process within your brain. You ever notice when you watch a movie, your heart starts pounding? Hands get sweaty, you start shifting in your seat, you have to take a deep breath. Your brain is being traumatized. It's being traumatized. You can look this up. This is not something new. They've known about this. So they time it. Every couple minutes, there has to be some sort of trauma to trigger the brain to keep it focused because our brains have been so conditioned. So programmed that we won't pay attention. You keep like that, you know, you have to keep your attention. It's crazy shit, you guys. It's crazy. But my thing is that I had to go through a process of being a very intense truth seeker for a couple years. I uncovered quite a bit of information, and it drove me crazy. Literally, like, oh my God, we're all gonna die. We need to, like, it's just crazy. And then I realized they need me to be like this to manifest this. It doesn't have to be that way because the date keeps being moved. I hope you guys realize that. The date keeps being moved. The details keep being changed. Nothing is set in stone. The more people participate in the fear-mongering, the more participants in that Hegelian dialectic, psychological warfare, the more certain options are pushed forward on the table. The less people participate in those things, the less people listen, those uglier options get pulled back and more compassionate options get pulled forward. And so we're really the ones that's going to be choosing what happens. All of us, every single last one of us. They need to reach critical mass, meaning more than half. Because what ends up happening, look at this. We'll do this. I'll show you guys this. Okay. Oh, here. So this is what happens, okay? This is the plane we live on. This is us, okay? So what they need, we have half and half. Half of the people are listening, half of the people aren't. Wherever there's more, that's where the energy is going to go. Critical mass is when you reach more than half and it tips it. At a certain point, see how it's just rolling and rolling? At a certain point, you can't stop it. You can't stop it. So what they're trying to prevent is us reaching critical mass, meaning enough of our consciousness, enough people have an activation of their consciousness and expansion that it can't be stopped anymore. We're basically right there. We're right there. And if you guys aren't aware, this whole, the whole new age stuff about we're trying to get to 5D, we're trying to get to 5D, we're already anchored in 5D. We've been anchored in 5D for how many years? That's the thing, y'all. We already been anchored in 5D at least since 2015. That's when I became aware of it. That's when I became aware of it. I became viscerally aware we are anchored in 5D. Well, people are like, well, no, we're not yet there. Okay, let's do some logic here. Based off of certain biospiritual theories, okay, unified field physics, bio, you know, all of that good stuff, the real stuff, the good stuff. Whatever plane of existence, dimensional plane of existence you're anchored in, you are going to experience everything beneath that plane, okay? Everything beneath that. Now, if you're anchored in 5D, that means you would experience fourth dimension and lower, right? Because wherever you're anchored, what you're aware of is everything beneath it. Now, you can look this up too. There was a statement that was released a few years ago. The Vatican admits exorcisms are at an all-time high. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why more people are doing meth. No, I don't know. I don't know if more people are doing meth, but I do know this. More people are experiencing phenomena that is considered by religious peoples and groups as demonic. Why is that? Why is that? Because they exist in the fourth dimension. If we're anchored in the 5D, we then are becoming aware of 4D shit going on around us, going on around the physical body. We've been in 5D. We've been in 5D. And these people, these people who are saying, and I've been accused of this for some time now. It's the funniest shit to me ever. These people who say that I peddle fear because parasites aren't actually real. Demons aren't real. They're just a figment of your thoughts. You're the one that you are the demon. I beg to fucking differ. I beg to fucking differ. Okay. First off, I am not a demon. Second off, I didn't bite my own fucking flank and throw myself down the stairs. Okay. There were physical marks on my body. Just because you don't want to believe it doesn't mean it ceases to exist. I don't want to believe that Jim in fucking Antarctica exists, yet Jim still exists in Antarctica. If you can't see it, it's not real. Well, shit, I've never fucking seen Australia. Is Australia not real? I can't see, hear, or feel the fires in Australia. It's fake. How stupid does that sound? For real, though. How stupid does that? There's some real shit going on in Australia. Australia is a very real place. It's a place that I've never been aware of. Experience. Well, I don't want to say I've never been aware of it. I haven't experienced Australia. Does it take any little bit from Australia's existence? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. So whether you want to believe or not, things kind of are how they are. We're all sovereign, including demonic things, parasites, whatever you want to call them. We are all sovereign. And what ends up happening is sovereigns make up their own minds. You don't get to dictate to another sovereign whether they can exist or not. And you have people who are like, I'm a demon slayer. Oh, well, go good. Good for you, Buffy. Good for you. Good for you, Buffy the demon slayer. Oh, that's cute. I don't slay demons. I kick their ass and I tell them, I'm going to keep kicking your fucking ass if you don't get the fuck out this auric field. You want some? I got some. Yeah. And they're like, what happens to the demons after? Fuck if I know. I'm not following them. You wanted them at your field, right? They're evicted. I don't need to follow their ass anymore. You can keep tabs. They're free. Run free, Willie. Free Willie. Free Willie. Free Willie. You know what I'm saying? So you're free to believe whatever you want to believe, but just know within your environment, whatever you have a heightened belief in, that's what you're going to bring to fruition. Now, the more people who have this heightened belief, the more energy is fed into that potentiality coming to fruition. I would like to believe that we are all going to be returning to our peaceful state of co-creative matriarchal society. I'm just saying, I would like to believe that. And I would like you to join me in that belief. Because none of us have to suffer. Pain is not optional. Suffering is. Know the difference. Know the difference. All right, guys. I gotta go. Just like that. I'm in and I'm out. Just like that. Please give this video a thumbs up. If you haven't already subscribed to my channel, please do subscribe. Turn on that notification bell. Join me whenever I'm live. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Bye.